Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Smooth Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today I'm sharing my favorite at-home masking products and combinations. So first, before we get into the episode, let's do a little update, because it's been a couple weeks since I've posted an episode. I'm sorry about that, but I have had quite a bit going on in my personal life, in my pregnancy and whatnot. So, first and foremost, guys, we've hired our esthetician. She's starting by the time you hear this episode, when it comes out on Thursday, she'll be starting the next day, Friday. And we're going to do like a month long of training. So she'll have days where she's just going to be shadowing me. So you might see her in office, days where we're going to do, product knowledge, protocol training and whatnot. We're going to have model days that we'll need towards the end of her training and whatnot. We're super stoked for her to be on the like Faceplant Aesthetics team, because we just think she's like such a great fit. There were so many of us that gave our input when making this decision. So I think you guys are going to really, really love her. And I'm so thankful to be able to grow the FPE business, and that you guys trust me to do so, and with whom I hire and everything. But so she is hired, and you guys are going to love her. She's great. She's going to cover for me with my clients that I see while I'm gone on maternity leave. Right now, the soonest I expect to be back is end of August. And it could be a little bit after that. It just depends on when and how I have my baby, which we'll get into in a minute. But she has got you covered for however long I'm gone for. Then my clients, don't you worry. First of all, again, she will take care of you. She will be very well trained. And second of all, when I come back, you will come back to my books, and we'll just keep building her books even more. So if you ever have any referrals, please send them our way. We really appreciate it. And we give a referral discount to you guys as a thank you when you do that. So that'd be much appreciated. All right, next thing, I kind of just barely started talking about it. With my pregnancy, and if anything like this is a touchy subject, maybe skip the next 5-ish minutes. Hopefully I won't talk that long on it. But I shared my stories. I've been dealing since 22 weeks with placenta previa, which is basically where the placenta covers the cervix and makes it very hard for you to have like a natural birth and labor experience. Basically, your baby can't really come out that way. So mostly that means a C-section. However, I was only 22 weeks. We found this out in my anatomy scan. And with placenta previa, a lot of the time, doctors are like, okay, well, as your uterus grows, usually the placenta moves away. So let's wait until you're bigger before we, you know, decide on how you're going to have your baby and whatnot. And they were really optimistic that it would move further away. Currently, I'm 31 weeks. I actually have 2 appointments tomorrow. But one of my appointments a couple days ago, it actually has significantly moved closer, like under a centimeter away or something like that. So unless I have like something emergency-wise happen in the next few weeks, in the next 5 weeks, when I go in at my 36-week appointment, we'll check on things. And that's kind of when we'll decide on when and how I'm having my baby. So it's kind of up in the air, but I have to stop working at 36 weeks because I go in for that appointment. They could tell me, okay, Lauren, we're going to have your baby next week. Or they can say, come back next week. We'll check it then. We might schedule it for 38 weeks or 39, or you know what? You're good to go. Let's just try to do this naturally. And I'm not full term. I'm not 40 weeks until the first week of August. My due date isn't until August 6th. So that's why it's kind of up in the air with when I say when I'm coming back, because again, it's determined on when I have my baby and how I have my baby with the recovery and all that involved. So end of August is what I'm expecting at the soonest. Could be after that, but if I'm available and if I'm able to, I am going to be definitely stopping by, popping in and everything, checking in, doing back end stuff if I can. I'll still be replying to messages on Instagram and through text, especially for my clients. I just might be a little bit slower in doing so, especially, you know, if one, I'm literally in labor or having a C-section, or two, if my baby's been born and I'm busy taking care of them. But I will be responding, so don't feel like you can't message me, please. I'll still try to be as reachable as possible. Anyway, so that's one of the updates with that. The second update is that a couple weeks ago, I found out I'm severely anemic, which isn't a surprise because I've always been anemic in general. I'm just even more so while pregnant. So actually tomorrow at one of my appointments, we're going to retest the hemoglobin levels. And depending on how that goes, that'll tell me kind of next steps. But I've never been able to like take iron supplements, pills, drinks, even a higher iron diet could be too much for me sometimes because I am so low in it. So my body has rejected a lot of what my doctors have told me to do to try to increase those hemoglobin levels. So most likely if the levels aren't where they're comfortable with, it's going to have to be iron transfusions, which does therefore cut more into my what little free time I have before I have my baby. So that's going on as well. And then on top of it all, I also got diagnosed with gestational diabetes. So there's a lot going on and it all affects, you know, my pregnancy for the rest of it and all that. So I'm very thankful and appreciative of the patience and love that especially all my clients have shown me, those that follow me on social media and whatnot have shown me. It really means a lot because very, very truthfully, guys, pregnancy has been hard on me mentally just with like what I go through with it, but especially in the last couple weeks where it was one thing after another, I was diagnosed with or told I had to be cautious with or whatnot mentally, especially with the concern of you guys and other things in my life. It did stress me out and it affected me a ton mentally. So I've been very appreciative of all the love that me and my husband and our baby have gotten from you guys. And just again, that patience, because there is that worry and that stress of, you know, I'm trying to do my best and be my best for you guys. And am I able to do that? And, you know, you never know. Sometimes you do worry, like, are they going to be understanding? And of course you guys are just the greatest. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for that. I think those are like the main two updates I want to talk to you about, that we do have our esthetician hired and kind of the update pregnancy wise. So let's get into the episode. So let's talk about my favorite at-home masking products, and then I'll kind of share combinations I like to do with them or how I like to use them. I love to mask, okay? I love a good face mask. Like, that's part of why I love doing facials and aesthetics and everything, especially specializing in skin. It's just so fun, especially at home. It gives that little extra oomph, especially if you're having a little self-care day, which we all need for sure. Now, one thing I want to preface the rest of this episode with, when it comes to masking at home, it shouldn't be one of your first priorities when it comes to your skincare. Yeah, masking can give you, again, that extra oomph when it comes to your at-home skincare, but you really should prioritize having at least a good proper basic regimen. So, you know, cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen at least, but then also when you compare a face mask that you use like once or twice a week to a targeted serum that you use once or twice a day, remember that that serum is going to give you more of those corrective benefits than the mask will, and quicker. So masks, again, are great. They can give that extra oomph, but if you're, again, working on getting your regimen going, have the basics and your serums that your esthetician has recommended to you first before adding in any masks to your routine. That's just my opinion. That's what I find works best. And I know a lot of estheticians will agree. So now let's talk about my favorite masking products. Okay, and this is like the main ones that either I recommend or that I personally use, like, which is kind of both at home. So I'm going to break it down by brand that I carry. Okay. So the first brand is Glymed. So Glymed is a great brand. I had more Glymed available to you guys when I first started out as an esthetician. I still use a lot of them in my back bar with treatments. I've just found that Glymed, while it is great to have a lot of products in a line because you do want, customized skincare when it comes to each of your clients, I do find that they actually kind of have too many and they do need to like niche down a little bit, in my opinion. But they have amazing masks, okay? So let's talk about some of my favorite masks for them. My favorite, all-time favorite mask from Glymed is the Ultra Hydrating Enzyme Mask. This is like a Shrek mask. Like, it's very green. It smells so good, but it's not synthetic fragrance. It is from the ingredients, so you're good to go there. Those enzymes are going to help exfoliate the skin, but also super hydrating. You can even put it like on your lips when you're masking, on the under eyes, even on like the brow bone if you get like kind of crusty or dry in those areas. It is so gentle. It's a great mask. We use it a ton, especially it's the first mask we use in our Mama to Be facial at FPE. It is one of my all-time favorite masks. I will never not love it. I know that for a fact. So that is top from Glymed. A couple other masks for at home I love from Glymed are the Oxygen Deep Pore Cleanser. It's called a cleanser, but it's better used as a mask from Glymed in particular. When you compare that one though to the Skin Better Oxygen Infusion Wash, overall I would get the wash from Skin Better instead because similar benefits. The wash is actually more affordable and it's a cleanser for sure, but it can be used as a mask. Whereas the Oxygen Deep Pore Cleanser from Glymed, in my opinion, especially, should only be used as a mask. And I know a lot of estheticians, again, agree with this. But it is still a great one. If you really like Glymed and you want to try out that mask from them, you can. But again, just that Skin Better Oxygen Infusion Wash is a cleanser. It's gentler as well, so it's not going to dry you out as much. And it literally can be used as a mask, does the same effect. So that's my two cents there. And then, third, one of my favorite masks from Glymed to use, and like I kind of get in like a huge I don't know what the right word is right now, literally pregnancy brain, but there are times where like I'm obsessed with it and then I forget and then I use it again. I'm like, I love this thing, why did I stop it? And it is the CBD Micro Silver Mask from Glymed. Okay, I still use it while pregnant. CBD, as long as it doesn't have THC, my doctor's okay with. Like, you can always double check with your own doctor. But this mask is super healing and hydrating, guys. I love it so much. It's just amazing, especially if you have perioral dermatitis, any acne girlies, if you want to do a mask at home but also get some benefits, as far as helping kill acne causing bacteria. This is also great. It's also really great for rosacea. It's just such a great mask. I love it. All right. There are some other great masks from Glymed. Again, Glymed, especially for back bar, I love them. But as far as like if I'm going to tell a client to get any of the other masks, they have quite a few to use at home. I pretty much don't, just because I really don't think you should overdo it with masking at home. So those are my top three from Glymed. Now let's talk about Face Reality. So Face Reality has some great masks. They have their HydroCalm mask, which I love. I use it a lot in treatments. Their Brighten C mask, which is also amazing for brightening effects. And then they have their Soothing Clay mask. So these ones are great to have at home. Are they 100% necessary? No, aside from the HydroCalm mask. If you get super dry, super irritated, if you're super sensitive, if you feel like you're sunburnt even, it's really great for healing a sunburn. The HydroCalm mask should be one that you have at home, and it's pretty affordable. And we do use it in our treatments, especially in the Acne Bootcamp facial. It's the second mask we use. Where it's the mask we use if you have a sunburn and you come in and you want some sunburn treatment, we use that mask on you. Just a really great cooling and hydrating mask that's also very healing, anti-inflammatory, just really great. The Brighten C mask you can add to your home routine if you wanted for brightening effects. But again, if you're gonna get one of those three from Face Reality for your home routine, I would definitely recommend the HydroCalm mask. We retail it at FPE as well, or you can always order it through our Face Reality link. And same with Glymed, any Glymed products. We only carry a select few because, again, that line is so big and we only choose to carry exactly what we love from them. But you can always use our GlideMed link in our Instagram bio or on our website to shop the GlideMed masks that way. All right, now let's move on to Is Clinical. Okay, Is Clinical is a brand that I love. Personally, okay, guys, I feel like I'm not a good person about this. I don't feel like I share enough about Is Clinical with you guys. Like, I feel like I could always share more because this is a brand that I do use quite a bit in back bar at FPE, but I feel like I don't talk about it enough as far as it comes with home care. Which, like, I don't know why I do that because, like, it's so good. Is Clinical is amazing. And there's a reason why we brought it on. I really, really like to make sure that I test products for a while from all the lines I carry. I get input from clients and from other estheticians and whatnot when it comes to lines I carry. I love the Fire and Ice facial. It's one of my favorite facials we give and that you can get at Faceplant Aesthetics. It's just so corrective while also giving you that relaxing facial experience. Which is a huge reason, guys, why I did bring on Is Clinical, because that facial is just like so top notch. But Is Clinical has a mask that also I love from them. And you're going to notice that there is this pattern so far with the at-home masking that I mainly love to suggest hydrating and healing masks to use at home. Because again, it's easy for the consumer, for a client, whatnot, to overdo it when it comes to skincare, especially because you guys aren't professionals. You maybe are using too much, like if you were to use all your serums plus a mask on your skin personally, it might be too much. So I don't like to do too many like intense masks at home, even for my own skin. So, but Is Clinical does have one mask I love for at home use, and it's the Hydra Intensive Cooling Mask. This is really great. It gives similar effects to the second mask we use in the Fire and Ice facial. If you've ever had that with us at FPE, just slightly different. Again, it's really healing, great for sunburns. Lovely, lovely mask. And then let's talk about Skin Better. Okay, so Skin Better, mask wise, technically only has one like mask product, and that is the detoxifying scrub mask. That one is freaking magic. If you get like blackheads, sebaceous filaments and whatnot in your face, I love it. It gives a really good decongestion because it does have that kaolin clay in it to really just suck impurities out of the pores. But then it also is a scrub mask on top of that, and it's but it's a gentler scrub, okay, and it still can give you some great exfoliation. What I suggest when you use this one is apply it after cleansing, and then you leave it on for a couple minutes and then like kind of scrub it around after that, and then just wash it off. It's great. Love it. Something to note about this mask though is it does tend to make client's skin like red immediately after. That is normal, so don't freak out too much unless like it's crazy irritating or something, then reach out to your esthetician. But it is normal to be a little bit red immediately after. And then I mentioned a little bit earlier about the oxygen infusion wash from Skin Better. Like I said, this one is like a full-on face wash. It has slow releasing alpha hydroxy acids, and it has beta hydroxy acids as well. It's really great for decongesting the skin as well. You can use it, especially if you're like combo to oily skin. It's great to use every single day as your cleanser. But then any skin type, you guys, because this is again gentler because of those slow releasing AHAs, you like anybody can use it, especially as a mask. So you can use it on its own even, and it'll give a similar effect again to that GlideMed Oxygen Deep Pore Cleanser mask, where like it'll suds up and it'll just start bubbling, and then the bubbles will start popping because it's cleaning out your pores. But I love to use this to mix with a lot of other masks. I love mixing it with the detoxifying scrub mask from Skin Better if I want just a little bit extra of a deep clean. Or I love mixing it with the ultra hydrating enzyme mask from GlideMed if I want both a deep clean and a lot of hydration and like an exfoliation. So it's really great. You can use it a ton. even when you're cleansing at night, you can leave it on just for a little bit longer. And it'll give you a little bit deeper of a clean, even just when you're using it day by day as your cleanser. So love the Oxygen Infusion Wash so, so much. A little tip I want to give on it though, because I've noticed a lot of clients will ask me, how do you get it so bubbly and foamy, Lauren? Like, why am I not getting that effect? So with this product, you need to, first of all, obviously dispense it, pump it onto your hands. It works better, guys, if your hands and your face aren't like crazy dry, but they're on the drier side, like not super wet. I dry my hands off in between my first cleanse and then using this oxygen wash, just to make sure I'm sudsing it properly, emulsifying it and whatnot. So pump it and then like really, really quickly, like rub it in between your hands, like really fast to get it to emulsify and suds up and whatnot. You'll notice like it's already starting to get like super white and foamy on your hands, and then like apply it quickly onto the skin, rub it around a little bit and then leave it on, you know, if you're using it as a mask or whatever, let it sit, let it go deep into the pores, and then you'll get that bubbling effect. If you've kind of been wondering how to do that. So that is my suggestion with it. And it's the same case when you are mixing it with the other masking products, like the Ultra Hydrating Enzyme Mask from Glymed or even the Detoxifying Mask from Skin Better. I still will suds it up even if it is mixed with those other two products. You can also even mix all three of those masks together, okay? Like equal parts of all three of those masks is like chef's kiss, okay? I actually just ran out of my detoxifying scrub mask. I need it. I need it back in my life, but that's like my favorite combo to do at home is to mix oxygen wash with, again, either that ultra hydrating or the detoxifying, or if I just want to go full send, all three. It's just amazing. But yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to share when it comes to masking. And I like, you can exfoliate. Okay, guys, when I want to talk about exfoliation real, real quick, a lot of these products either have enzymatic exfoliation or like the detoxifying scrub mask does exfoliate and whatnot, chemical exfoliation as well. If you're wanting like more of an exfoliating night recommendation, Alpharet exfoliating peel pads from Skin Better, those are great to use. I would just use them on a different night than you're planning on masking, and as well as the Is Clinical Active Peel System. Very similar effect, but it is pregnancy and nursing safe if you're concerned about that when it comes to the Alpharet. I have still used the Alpharet peel pads during pregnancy, but I've also used the Is Clinical just depending on the sensitivity of my skin, because the Is Clinical Active Peel System I think is slightly better if you are more sensitive. So, but those are like more for at home exfoliation, not necessarily a masking night, if that makes sense. That's just how I love it and love to do it. But yeah, guys, when it comes to product recommendations and products in general, if there's ever a time where on social media or in my podcast or in the treatment room, I talk about a product that piques your interest and you decide you want, or like if we talk about adding it into your routine or whatever, if you follow me again, like on social media, if you just listen to the podcast, it does mean a ton when you use our links at FPE that you can find again in our Instagram bio for all of our brands to purchase your products, because it does help out the business quite a bit. I take the commissions that we get from our online sales, and that's how I reinvest in the retail that we carry as well in store. So that way I can hopefully each time I order more and more for you guys, because we tend to sell out quickly with retail. In store at FPE. So it does mean a lot when you guys use our links. Or if you ever just want to order directly through us, as long as we have those products in stock that you're ever interested in. But yeah, so it does mean a lot. But that's all I have for you guys today. Again, I'm very thankful for all your patience with, first of all, not posting in a few weeks, and then also just being so supportive and great and understanding with if I haven't felt well on a work day, or if I full on had to reschedule clients. I've only had to reschedule clients 4 times total in my whole pregnancy, which I'm thankful for. But I'm just so thankful for you guys for being so understanding. It means a lot. It just blows my mind how we're able to just keep growing FPE. I have so many plans and I don't want to talk about it too much yet, just because, you know, things are going to be a while down the road or in the works or whatever. But you guys, the goals I have for FPE, like just overall for your overall wellness, I get so excited and I have to stop myself from talking about it. But trust me when I say that every bit of support, every purchase you guys make at FPE through our links in store with your treatments or whatever, as much of that extra money I can put towards the business in a savings account or, you know, again, just building up retail, whatever it may be, helps so much because I am really, really, really trying to get to our huge goal that I have had for a while now. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I'm very thankful for you for inviting me into your lives today, listening to this week's episode about some of my masking favorites for at home. And yeah, I'll talk with you guys next week. As always, message me if you have any questions on any of the things that I've mentioned today, or if you just want to chat, or if you want a little help on how to get access to these products. But other than that, I will talk with you guys soon. Thanks for listening and have a good one.